I mean, of course, it felt great to be able to go out there and to be able to contribute, especially in a key moment like that. And we know we got to get one first down to be able to end the game and win the game. And to be able to go out there and make a play was big. And, you know, Coach, I think, just made a great call. And Nick obviously made a perfect throw to me and got the first down. It was big.
When you get the play call, it's pretty aggressive because some teams might say, hey, we got a good running game. You can just run the clock out. But to have that aggressive play call, what did it mean to have the faith in you to be able to execute and for the team to be willing to go for it like this?
Yeah, I love it. I thought it was a great play call because, you know, they've been overplaying us on the run all night long, and we finally got one of those to pop out, those bootleg plays by Nick. And, you know, Brent did a great job of sealing the edge and giving Nick plenty of time to roll out and find someone open. And it was a big-time play call, and Nick made a great play with it.
What's it speak to Nick's resolve that after the whole fight and everything that took place there on the cheap shot, didn't miss a play, stood tall in there, and was able to help lead you guys to victory?
It shows a lot. The guys on the team love to see that kind of stuff. When he gets, you know, he gets hit, he gets knocked down, we know he's hurting, but he still comes back in the game, still makes plays, still wins the game for us. And those things, like little things like that, I think go a long way for the team to really trust you, really know that you're out there. We already knew it in the first place, but to know you're going to go out there and fight, you know, he may not be feeling his best. You know, there's no one at this point in the NFL is feeling their best out there. Everyone's got something nicked up on them, something hurt. To see him to stay out there and play and do well, it's big for the team. Uplifts everybody.
How much resolve does this team have to lose a guy like Jason Peters, Jason Kelsey, two of the stalwarts on the offensive line, and the offense is still able to be productive in the fourth quarter of such a big game?
A lot of resolve, and there's a lot of credit to the offensive line, the offensive line coaches for having everybody ready to play. And I think Harriman was the only guy that was an original starter that was out there towards the end.
But he was even in a different spot.
So our line was completely different than what it started out with at the beginning of the year. And it's credit to those guys. They're ready. They study all week. They're ready to come up and play. And it's big time when you see guys like that step up and play. And just, you know, Coach Kelly preaches to us all the time, next man's got to be ready to play, and just keep coming at you. Like, you know, one of his messages this week was just keep coming at him. You know, we're one of those types of teams that we're not going to go away. We're just going to keep coming regardless of what's happening. And at the end of the day, you just got to find ways to win. That's what the NFL's about a lot of times. It's not going to be pretty all the time. You're not going to go out there and blow teams out a lot of the time. You want to, but sometimes it comes down to some key plays at the end and guys just playing all game long and finishing and finding ways to win.